Steve, it must have been good to get a win on the board. It doesn't really matter, does it? You just want to get that first win of the season, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you look at us, was there much difference between us and, say, Blackburn Rovers? And no one's mentioned them. You know, they lose at home to Wolves 2-1, but it could have been 4-5.
Look at Brentford.
And Brentford, and then both go to the cup. And, you know, we didn't hide the fact that we wanted to get through to the next round. Yeah, we made, I think, 4 or 5 changes or whatever we made, but we clearly wanted to go through, and we demonstrated that, and we got through. So it's always important that you get your first goal in the season. Of course, we got that against MK Dons. We never got a first point, but it's important that you try and win your first cup tie, and we win our first cup tie. So we hope to get a lot of bad luck in the draw. We'd love a Premier League club at home. We don't mince our words on that front. And then apart from that, of course, we have to concentrate on what's really important, which is going down to the City Ground on Saturday to play Nottingham Forest.
Good to get a clean sheet as well, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've got young Kilroos, who I thought was unfairly criticised to the levels that 1 or 2 wanted to get. And then, yet I see goals at the weekend, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. And last night, of course, again, you see big goalkeeping errors, and I don't see any levels of criticism getting aimed at kid that he was. But Kil came out and showed a lot of confidence. I think one mistake late in the game where he should deal better with a cross that he's tried to punch. I think other than that, he's been outstanding and very comfortable. His kicking was good, his distribution was good. Didn't have a lot to do, but done it very effectively.
Mm. So, as you mentioned, it is Nottingham Forest, and they've had an indifferent start as well. I mean, they went out of the cup, lost to Walsall 4-3. So how do you approach this game now? Because still on paper, they look like a real challenge for you.
Well, I don't want our supporters to think that we're going to go and play the team that played against Walsall, because they made, I think it was 7 changes to the starting lineup. So, and they only brought the boy Antonio, and of course all Wednesday fans will know is the difference at Nottingham Forest some weeks. But they brought him on and he almost saved the cup tie in his own right, didn't he? But for a bit of sloppy defending and giving away a penalty. But so there'll be 6 or 7 changes. It'll be a strong Nottingham Forest side. The boy Lansbury, I would assume, has not been sold, so he'll play. And I take it Antonio and Ward will play. It's a dynamic team going forward, but we respect them, but we don't fear them. We're capable of going there and producing our own type of performance. We've not won there, I'm told, since 1955. We've broken a lot of records in 3 years. Well, we'd like to break this one.
And when you were there last time, it could easily have been that you broke the record then. Just those 2 goals right before the break.
Well, it was a good performance, wasn't it? We were on top. And then I think it's well documented, it's in the past now, but we had a lot of mistake from Adam that cost a goal. And then secondly, we allowed the boy Antonio to face us up and run 60 yards and place it into the bottom corner right before half time. I thought that was harsh on us. You know, I really did, because I think we could have been a couple up ourselves. But it's a great place to go in football and play football. You have to only think about the history and the tradition that's in that football club, and the supporters will turn up in big numbers, and they're under pressure to get a result as well. We're all under pressure in football, but they're under pressure. They've lost at Brighton and then they've lost in the cup, so they'll see us coming as an opportunity for them to get winning, but we see us as an opportunity to go and win.
What do you make of Antonio? As you mentioned there, he's well known around these parts for his time at Wednesday, but since he went to Forest, it seems almost like he's taken another level to his game.
Well, I think he's got better, hasn't he? And dare I say it, but he's played with better players, you know, than perhaps what he was for a couple of seasons at Wednesday. But again, at Wednesday, he was always the one player that, if you watched Wednesday, he was the one player that could turn a game on his head. He just got sheer strength, brutality of pace that kills defenders and midfield players. He just leaves them in his wake. So I think he's a top player. It's in the clubs in the Premier League don't come and bid 4 and 5 million for you if you've not got a hell of a lot of ability. And his abilities and his power and strength, and of course he gets a goal.
And when you sort of get that first win on the board, it will get momentum building again. I mean, we saw that last year as well. I think you went to Millwall, wasn't it, and got that win, and it proved that you could go to teams in the Championship away from home and get results.
Yeah, listen, it's tough. You know, we only need to look at some of the, we've just been discussing, haven't we, before we started speaking, that you only have to look at some of the money that's been invested at this level. You know, clubs like Bristol City bidding £10 million for players. It's staggering. And they're not alone if you look around this league. But, you know, they can't sign all the players. And effort and desire and hunger has got a lot to play with it every week. And there's not many times I look back and think we lacked it a little bit, but we lacked a little bit for 20 minutes in the first half on last Saturday, the second or the last 20 minutes of the first half. I think we lacked it a little bit. I think we regained it after the interval, and we actually finished the season. I finished that match in a really good spell. So But we have to build on that on Saturday.
Sean Dyche has said some very interesting things about the fact that teams in the Championship are willing to spend that money. And you touched on it, Bristol City, last year a League One side, now in a position to bid nearly £10 million for a player. And they are not alone. There's a lot of teams spending that kind of money. What do you think, what kind of impact do you think that has on English football? Is it a good thing, a bad thing?
Well, I think we've said it, that it's almost three formats in a league now, isn't it? You've got the parachute clubs, so they can continue to spend huge sums of money, you know, in from £10 million up to something like £25 million in a parachute payment. I think there's 11 or 12 parachute clubs this season. And if you add to that, then there's always going to be clubs that are owned by billionaires who can afford to do it as a footloose and fancy free exercise, a bit like Sheffield Wednesday, if we could use that expression. You know, they are such wealth behind them that they can afford to throw millions of pounds at something that might or might not work. And then you've probably got four or five teams in the league that have to do it very prudently and have to manage within the numbers, and we're one of them. But it doesn't mean you can't overachieve. We've overachieved here for three seasons, but it doesn't always get recognised. We overachieved last year dramatically. And despite what people may think, we were never the big budget in League Two. We were never the big budget in League One. But, you know, we probably, it's been well documented, had our best season last season. But the money in the Championship is scary. £14 million getting bid for Jordan Rhodes from Middlesbrough. It's a scary, scary league. But you have to respect it and you have to work with what you've got.
I just wonder if it adds to the value of someone like Matt Derbyshire, who is a proven goal scorer and has scored goals for you in the Championship as well, to have that player and to not necessarily need to go and try and compete with teams who are willing to spend nearly £10 million for that kind of production. Does that sort of add to his value?
Well, if I'd been a top six manager in the Championship, and I don't know if I'll ever be one, but if I was one, I'd sign somebody like Matt Derbyshire. He's a goal scorer. He's English. He works incredibly hard for the team. He's always likely to take a chance. You know what you get, you miss a chance. He's never frightened to go back in. And that's how much confidence I have in Matt. But you have to make him the chances.
Mm. What about the health of the squad? How is Lewis Buxton at the moment?
Oh, he's brilliant. And he played 70 minutes the other night. He's come in, he's trained today. He'll be included, no after effects. So he should be available to us for Saturday.
What about some of the others that have maybe been carrying knocks at the moment, Steve?
Well, there's always players carrying knocks, Rob, as you know. But We look as if we might have Matic available as well. He's trained today, we know. It came through it fine. We'll have to see that again tomorrow. And, you know, if Joe Matic is fit, he's in contention. It's as simple as that.
Mm. Is it good to sort of have these players sort of back now and you're able to pick from the depth of this squad that you've got, the sort of the additions that you've had in the summer, to have a lot of different options available now?
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, we've had to juggle a little bit, but it always happens. I'm sure there'll be other clubs out there that's got knocks and injuries and bruises that they didn't expect to have at this stage of the season. But you deal with the pack of cards you've got, and there's no point me moaning about not having Lewis Buxton for the start of the season. No point a bit moaning about Joe Matic. It'd be no point a bit moaning anyone. You've got what you've got and you have to deal with it. We're a very focused group. We're not Chelsea. We don't follow up with our medical staff. We keep everyone in the same page.
You're not going to be sending Dennis Circuit to the stands then, are you?
Well, I think if I sent Dennis Circuit to the stands, he'd knock me, wouldn't he? Just, you know, the old boy would say, take that, you know, Jimmy. But we let people in different departments manage. So what I've always done in all my management time, I've always asked people or the department heads to manage their area. Then we bring it together. Many of the problems at Rotherham United was in two or three managers before me didn't let people manage.
Mm. And just a final one on Jordan Barry. We talked about him before the Cambridge game. The fact that he's got that goal now, what are you sort of asking of him? Right, you've got your goal, first of the season. How does he build off that now?
Well, he has to have an improved performance for a start. I don't think Jordan was as effective as he should have been the other night. But what he did do is have an excellent header. He made a great run to get on the end of it. But, you know, did he win enough headers? Did he hold the ball up well enough? Did he bring people into play? Did he run in behind the channels? Did he get a hold of the ball? No. Can he do a lot better? Yes. But, you know, if you're named on the team sheet and you're a striker and you score a goal, you always think of, I've made a contribution. And what will the record book show? We've beaten Cambridge United 1-0 to progress in the Capital One Cup. And the scorer was Bowery. That's there forever.